Now, this is very important. It's really an act of faith also. I mean, it's where you take the time. I mean, plotting your prayer time. Again, we can pray everywhere. We can pray on the elevator going down. We can pray in somebody's office, a classroom, on the streets. So we pray everywhere. And, you know, there's times I'm jogging in the woods or now walking. Even on my motorcycle, when I'm checking over a city area, praying, talking to the Lord. So we can do that all the time. But now we're talking about dedicated time where you're going to get down. You're going to get busy. You're coming in preparation. It's an act of faith. You literally are demonstrating that when you're saying, you know what, I'm taking time. 20 minutes, 40 minutes, an hour. Can you be with God? An hour. The greatest location, the throne of grace, right? Hebrews 4. The greatest presence, God, your Savior. You're coming to Him directly. And then we can talk about the privilege of it, the promises, the power of God in the context of guiding, and the things that are going to happen. I mean, the just sheer miracle. So I'm telling you that God designed prayer for answers. Ask, receive. And that involves God's intervention. That's Acts 4. God, stretch out your hands. So when we begin to believe God, and I'm going to say this, many times, like Jesus said, according to your faith, be it unto you. We don't do more than we really believe. Unless we're kind of dragged into something. But when we really believe, when you know you're in His presence and you expect the Spirit of God, the Spirit of prayer and supplication to guide you, and you're coming to pour out prayers. And let me tell you something, according to 1 John 5, when you're praying according to the will of God, you're praying. It's, you know, we've got to break this sense of reluctance or God wants people saved. God wants people healed. God wants people delivered. God wants people rescued. God wants His church to be powerful and the gates of hell not prevailing against Him. God wants intervention in hell. So I think that we need to know that as we're coming to pray things, we're praying what God wants, His will and His mission. And when we stand behind that mission and God's will in praying, you know, for those things to be done, then I think that that's part of the, you know, then we, and again, sometimes you see it immediately. You may see something happen, I mean, right in front of your eyes, right in the context of the church pastors as the church is unleashing massive intercession. And I would say that gathering the church and having that time when it's kind of the call to prayer. And I remember Wednesday nights and there'd be 40 of us, a third or a fourth of the church. And that's good. That's good to have a prayer meeting then. But again, it's got to be incorporated in the whole gathering. We gotta get out of this secularization of the church and bring it back to this great big powerhouse that it should be. So preparation, and we gather. So when you look at those scriptures and you can write more down, page 9 in that prayer manual, and we look to Joshua 3:5, sanctify yourselves or consecrate, set apart. That's that idea of set apart for a holy purpose, set apart, you know, the time. Listen, if you're coming to say, you know, I'm coming for God, God's going to hear me. God's going to answer. Here's where I'm going to get things done in prayer. That's part of preparation. That's part of shutting everything else off. That's part of shutting down your phone. Don't answer the phone during prayer. Shut it off. You don't need to see everything. We need to really realize we don't. TVs are off. So you go to get where you can get by yourself so that you can come just freely and listen, because this all involves praise and worship and prayer and listening and warfare and all of that. So preparation, even if it's just a couple of minutes to say, Lord, here am I. I'm clearing everything else away. I'm now setting this time over. And when you give God that kind of time daily, when you're coming to say, God, here am I, to meet with God, and I'm going to say again, one of the greatest times to do that in the morning, because it sets the entire day. Getting up in the morning, praising God, you know, getting there and you know, whether you listen to some scripture on audio or you get in reading and you have you're reading through a book and you're studying, and then your preparation involves, Lord, here am I. I acknowledge your unceasing presence. I acknowledge the Spirit of God, Spirit of prayer. Holy Spirit, guide me and direct me and lead me. I acknowledge your promises. Lord, remind me of those promises. What do I need today? There's things, you might have a lot of things written down. I may have a lot of things written down through my entire prayer workbook and all those things that I have to pray about. But I can almost tell you right now, the Spirit of God knows what else. You know who the Spirit of God counts on is the consistent, faith-filled prayer warriors and preparation. I think preparation is a part of just an act of faith, because you've designated time. You said, here am I coming, Lord. And you're believing. And how could we not if we believe him? If we really believe what he says and really believe how vital, important, Lord of the harvest, pray the workers. I mean, look at all the loss. Look at the darkness. Look at everything around you. So it does take this, and it takes being persistent until you're really, really consistent. That's the power of spiritual discipline. That's the power of your faith in action when God sees your faith and you're coming day after day after day after day. You know whom God can lay burdens on to get things accomplished? You. You know that God names of individuals and events and things and so forth, and then make you powerful and effectual in prayer and even fierce in prayer against, you know, radical darkness? So I think preparation is good. It's that beginning of prayer that we're saying, here we are. Lord, if I got anything in my life, I want to repent of things right now. Cleanse me, Lord. I acknowledge you, Lord. You could have worship music on the back. It already started. Here am I, Lord. I yield to you. Spirit of God, guide me. Lord Jesus, guide me. And continue to empower me. Prepare yourself. And let me tell you something. Faith-filled, I mean, I really believe the devil loves to steal believers' prayer time. He doesn't want them to have any kind of prayer time, any kind of prayer life. But when you can have, look how many things you got going on during the day. The only real supernatural, I mean, unless you're out witnessing or sharing, or maybe you're in ministry and you're doing things, and that's fantastic. But I'm going to tell you right now that when, and you could make this later in the day if you want. I have what I call morning watch, and then in the mid-afternoon, there's a particular time before broadcast and things like that. In the evening, when my wife and I pray, it's night watch in a sense, praying over things. And again, you can pray anytime you want, but if you have dedicated time where you're saying, here am I, Spirit of God, guide me, I'm coming with the promises, and you're going to lay out all those needs, and you're going to be praying for a lot of things. So preparation is important. And giving God time is absolutely vital. And I think that's a demonstration of faith. And I think the Lord takes notice of that. You can read about that in Daniel, where after 21 days, he didn't know what was going on. He didn't know the warfare. 21 days, the angel comes. Well, he's going to tell him about the prince of Persia that's opposing things, opposing the answer. But the angel shows up to say, first of all, you who are highly esteemed. I mean, this incredible greeting about the faith-filled, consistent, committed Daniel. This incredible picture of a great servant. In great darkness, he's a greater servant of God. And he's coming to prayer three times a day. And during this time, he's praying for weeks. And then the angel tells him that the prince of Persia was holding. The answer was sent the moment he began to pray. But the dark side was interrupting that. That's why we pray until we have it in hand. We pray until we see it manifest and we see the answer. Ask and you will receive. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened. Amen. See you in the next one.